I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Sean, can I ask you a couple of questions, please? Have you already had your turkey? You know, they have that chemical in turkey.
Yeah.
Put you to sleep.
What's that called?
What is it called?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Yeah.
Tryptophan. You gave me two elevator pieces here. Uh-huh. I guess, was it in the Hancock building in Chicago?
Yes.
The story is?
Yes, it is.
And how far did the elevator fall?
From the 95th floor to the 11th
floor. Oh my God.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, you've got two. You got one says rescue, and the other one says G-O-I-N-D. What is that?
I told you what it is.
Goind.
It's very legendary in the elevator industry. It's the goind.
Goind.
Duh, right, Sean?
Elevator going through
the
goind.
Elevator goind.
Yep.
Yep,
totally.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
All right, wait. Tell us the whole story first.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story. All I know is the elevator collapsed in Chicago. That's all I know.
All right.
I saw the story over the weekend yesterday that in the Hancock building, the elevator basically just completely went from, 95th floor down?
Down to the 11th floor. A hoist
free
broke.
Fall?
Yep, a hoist broke, causing the elevator to fall. There were six people in the car when it fell.
You know they thought they were dying.
Yep, it took 3 hours to get them out of
But
nobody was hospitalized.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were going down, and then I felt that we were falling down, and then we listened to a loud noise. Clack, 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 clack. Yeah, at the beginning, I believed that we were going to die. When we were falling down,
we were going fast. Some like dust came into the elevator. It was a very long ride until we stopped.
Holy moly!
God,
I can't even.
I mean,
imagine.
I only fell one floor on our elevators, and remember, I hyperventilated. I was crying.
Oh yeah,
because it was so scary.
Well, even 11 floors. If you'd gone 11 floors here in our building, that's all it is. That would be devastating too.
That was.
But this thing fell 80 floors.
That's crazy.
And you could just imagine. Okay, you're
and
inside.
Dust comes in.
Dust, but you can just imagine. As that guy says the click, click, click as you hit each floor. That's what that click is. Click, 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 as you're going down, and you got to figure you're seeing little lights go by or something. It's like, oh my God, we're going to die.
Yeah. Now, Sean, what did we learn last time? Are we supposed to stand on our tippy toe? No, that's lightning.
Lay down.
Is that what we learned?
Yeah, you're supposed to lay down on the floor.
Are you sure?
Yes. If you jump and you hit the ground, it'll break all your bones.
Right.
What is your other option? You got to lay down on the. You can't just stand
sense.
There. You lay down.
I felt like it was tippy toes, but I think that's lightning.
No, yeah, I think it's
lightning is when you're crouched down and you're on your tippy toes.
Yeah,
right?
I think in an elevator, if it's collapsing, you got to get on the ground.
Yeah,
fast.
You lay down.
Lay down. Oh my
they
God!
They came to tell us that everything's gonna be okay.
What?
The elevator is secure. Please wait. We're trying to locate you. Whatever.
But he told us, we are trying to find you. We don't know where you are. That's what I was like, oh my God.
So they don't even know where the elevator is.
On that whole building.
They know it dropped, but they don't know from 95 stories up. I've been on that elevator, by the way.
Yeah.
I've been in that building several times. There's a radio station in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my! They're so calm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but just like I said, one floor and I was hyperventilating. They flew down 80 floors full speed, and they're like, "Oh yeah,
you're lucky they didn't die."
Oh yeah, I know.
All right,
crazy.
So bar bingo.
Yeah.
It cost me $125 on Friday night.
Yeah, I saw the tab.
I invited a couple of friends and a guy and his wife, and they just went crazy. and I told them when I invited them, I said, "Come on out, my treat."
Oh,
I
well,
said
that's
that
your fault, then.
The
I'm
text.
Not going to hear your bitching. You said my treat.
How do you spend $125 on bar food?
Because that one guy is big.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was the other guy.
Oh,
that, it was that other
there's
guy.
There's no small people in your group.
Yeah, me and my fat friends. P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T. Yeah.
P-H-A-T. Yeah, not F-A-T.
So I'm guessing there were a couple orders of wings.
Yeah.
I'm guessing a few cheeseburgers.
I saw like four cheeseburgers on the
and
table.
And if I recall, they were having top shelf alcohol.
Yeah, doubles.
Yeah. Yes.
They were having doubles on my tab.
Well, you said your treat. That's your fault.
Man, oh, man.
I learned a long time ago, if you say my treat, then you can't have any rules. If you loan somebody money, you can't tell them how to spend it.
Yeah.
It's all those rules.
You're right.
Yeah. So,
you're right. So I can't be
I did see
I
that bill. I was like, I remember going, what the hell, BJ?
I know.
And he looks at me and he's like, I don't know.
Look, it's a good time, but when we go to Bar Bingo, it's kind of work for us, okay? We have to go down there. We got to schmooze a little bit, and then you got to do the whole bingo thing. That's not hard calling
it's
out
so
people.
Hard.
Yeah, look, I'm not
so
trying to say that.
Hard.
I'm just saying that
it's
we are
so
on
super duper hard.
We're kind of on the clock, and on the clock cost me $125. I wasn't happy.
Well, you said my treat. You can't bitch. They took advantage
Boy,
of it.
Did they ever? $125 at bar food. How do you do that?
You got big fat friends.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.